DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog.
Space. Thank you.
of the band is Sun Forest, taken from a compilation album of Decca, early Decca, and it's called Strange Pleasures. Yeah, 3-CD compilation. I bought like three of them all at once, and I bought one from Harvest, Decca, and Vertigo. And yeah, they're great, great compilations. And that one came out in 1969. Apparently, Big Jim Sullivan played on it, legendary session guitarist, and Herbie Flowers was on it as well. But they only played, made one album, and it didn't sell very well, and then it disappeared. And that's all they ever did. So Magician in the Mountain is the name of that particular track. And another one from the Time Machine Vertigo retrospective. Now, that was the equivalent compilation of early Vertigo. A lot of these labels, early labels, were exploring progressive rock music or, you know, psychedelic. It was crossovers, folk, psychedelic, and a whole bunch of other things. And so they ended up kind of with all the mishmash, but it was like open season on getting at least one piece of vinyl out into the world for your band. And Beggar's Opera was another one of those bands that they were signed to Vertigo, and basically the guy running it, I think he was from Denmark or something. I've got the books, I've read some of them, and Philips just gave him license to just sign anyone, and gave him for about 2 or 3 years. They just signed just about anybody they wanted, and very often those early Vertigo albums didn't sell. They made maybe one, maybe two albums, and then subsequently, you know, 50 years later, these albums are very rare. And whether they're worth a lot, I don't know. They are rare, but I mean, it's an acquired taste for that kind of stuff. And definitely a collector's piece, anything by Beggar's Opera, anything on the Vertigo Swirl label, which was, I think, the first 2 years or 3 years, Sabbath was on there, and a whole bunch of others. Early Quo, of course, Thin Lizzy were on Vertigo as well a bit later. But they very much a progressive rock vibe on early Vertigo stuff. So if you ever see any at record stores, you may not see them here in North America, but definitely over in the UK, you would see them. And definitely worth picking up. What else did we have in there? We had Fortran 5 from Mute Records, Love Baby, and yeah, so that's kind of an electronic vibe going on there. So, you know, these compilation albums, I always love them because there's so much on them that is different from one track to the other, and you just some of it you don't like, and some of it you do, and it's some of it sticks with you, and yeah, we go from there. So a big hello to everybody out there on Twitch. We are on twitch.tv, Ian in Vancouver, and we got four people listening. How about that? So if you're out there listening, make sure, say hello in the chat and let us know where you are. I know we've got DJ Billy down in Portland. I think we've got John Prentice in White Rock. And, as me, I think there's probably one other person in there. I don't know. It's probably Demzy hiding for some reason. I don't know. Anyway, let's continue with the music. So, interestingly and contrastingly, that early prog rock stuff from like 69, 70, 71, we're going to contrast that with this next track, which just came out, and I would consider this a prog rock track for sure. This is the new Magnum from the new album Here Comes the Rain, and a track called After the Silence, right here on the House of Prog.
We'll be right back.
listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prague.